hits on Radio U.
I feel like that's the perfect song to introduce David from For Today.
I only want to be with
we
David.
We only want to be with him.
Hey.
So, David from For Today, what did you do?
What?
What did you do to For Today?
Everything
what
bad.
What happened?
You did this,
I ruined
didn't
it.
You?
I ruined everything.
Well, it's time for our For Today expose.
Before we get into that, don't forget, if you're listening, you can also go over to Facebook, our Radio U page, if you want to watch our Facebook Live event. You can actually watch David in the studio with us.
Yes.
So you and Maddie are in the middle of a huge feud.
Yeah, we fist fought about 37 times on the last day of tour. Not even like the whole tour. It was just that one day.
That's amazing. And you guys were like, that's it, I'm done.
Right. And I won all of them, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I didn't even need to say that because everybody just would have known.
That's what
automatically.
I just assumed.
Right, right.
I just assumed.
And so after that, it was just like, well, he and I are going to start a new band where we're going to fist fight on stage. And then the other members, I don't really know what they're doing, but.
Who cares?
Yeah, really.
Bunch of losers anyway.
Now, Obi said that, not David.
Well, I'm trying to make this as inflammatory as possible.
Right.
But yet, there's still the farewell tour, so there is no.
Well, you know what? The farewell tour is just about getting out all the angst so you guys can cry at the end, and then that's it.
Right.
And a big hug. Well, we were very sad to hear about the farewell tour.
Yes.
So talk to us, man. Like, why For Today...
Why is it ending?
That.
I thought I just went over it.
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay. I meant for the cameras, the real time.
Sure. There is absolutely no bad reason. There was no argument. There's no fight, anything
no drama
like that.
With it. There weren't even
no
37
drama at all.
Fights?
No, it was a lie.
You're just saying.
I lied.
Well, everybody expects there to be drama, but you guys have been together, was it 11 years?
11 years,
so
yeah.
That's just naturally a long, long time to be doing a band.
Yeah, it is. And like, Brandon, a lot of people think we're older than we are because we've been touring that long, but the band started touring when Brandon was like 15.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're all like, two of us that are 26, and then Ryan's 27, and Maddie just turned 29. But we've been a band for so long and have accomplished way more than we ever thought we would be able to.
Uh-huh.
And we were kind of looking at it and just thinking like, well, just based on life, everybody, you know, like being married or Maddie and his wife having kids and a few of the guys, myself including, having businesses on the side, it was like right now, this is still the thing that we're the most passionate about. However, it would be such a disservice to our fans to try and drag this out to the point where we're just doing it for the stability or because we know we can or because it's comfortable or because we just want the financial security that's with it or whatnot, and we're not doing it because we're passionate anymore. Like, that would be such a disservice to our fans. We'd be taking advantage of them. And even though it's like less than ideal that we're breaking up now, just on an emotional level for everybody, we know it's the right thing because we're going out with, you know, this is still the thing that we're the most passionate about doing. And so we're going out leaving as much of an impact on everybody as we possibly can instead of doing what a lot of bands end up doing, and it just becomes the job that they hate, but it's the only way they can make money.
Then there is the drama, and then you really do have the hate,
right?
And you don't want to have the band feelings in that way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and that's something like the biggest bummer for me was thinking like we all live in different states, and so I'm not going to be able to hang out with my boys on the same way. And so we talked and we're implementing like a yearly annual vacation that we're all going to take together. So we still get that time in, which I'm excited about. But
that sounds good.
Well, you're welcome to invite us as well.
Yeah,
I feel
sure.
Like we've been apart. This hurts us too.
Y'all are more than welcome to come. I have no idea where we're going yet, but
if you need to come in and do an interview about your vacation,
sure.
You can come in and we'll talk about details. And Nikki and I have a lot of ideas about places we want to go that we'll never go.
Okay.
But you guys could go for us.
You could totally plan the farewell For Today vacation.
Love it.
I think
what are some places? What are some places you guys?
Japan, Tokyo.
Go to Tokyo.
Okay.
That'd be first.
Yeah. And then after that.
But we have to learn your budget first, and then we'll plan the trip around the
band's
budget.
I don't even know what my budget is for that yet.
Well, you know what? This is great. For Today vacation planning coming up. David's going to spend some time with us.
And we'll also learn more about the farewell tour because those dates have been posted.
Yes.
So if you're in North America, South America, Europe, and then it wraps up again back in North America.
Mm-hmm.
If you're really smart, you'd be joining us right now at facebook.com/radio U, where you could be looking at us.
You can watch us in the studio if you want.
Maybe disincentive. I don't know. But
well,
David, for
it's
Ford
incentive
today,
when David's here. It's disincentive when it's just us.
Yeah. I don't know, guys.
I mean, I think we're fairly good looking. Maybe not the best.
Not
speaking for myself, of course.
I mean, I think that's a relative term. I mean, who's like the best looking? Is there like an objective, like this is the most attractive person on the planet?
No, but I feel like there's a percentage that we could start grouping people in.
The 1%, the new 1%. No one cares about the money anymore.
If you're not in that, they'll tell you.
It's just about their face symmetry.
Well, and don't worry, like the 1% and the 1%, there's some overlap there.
Okay.
And that Venn diagram of the richest and the best looking.
They go hand in hand.
There's a little overlap.
There's some overlap.
So we're going to take part of the 1% on the right bubble and part of the 1% on the left bubble. And in the overlap, that's the new 1%.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is correct.
But if you take all those 1%, it might be 1.5% or something like that. Yeah.
I don't know. We'll filter through it.
It's problematic.
I said wheel because that means we'll all sneak in there somehow.
We could all be someone's plus one if we want.
Yeah.
So we can get in that way.
Clerical error. Uh-huh. You know,
sure.
I was typing up the list and for some reason I put my name on it. I don't know.
Right. You just say, oh, they said that'd be fine if I was here.
It's no big deal.
We have funny stories with that.
If not, I think we all have beautiful personalities.
Oh, yes.
That'll get us in.
Yeah. So tell us your we snuck in story.
Okay. So it involves
this a
tour.
Today one?
Yeah. And I will tell you that it was Maddie, but I won't tell you where we were going. But we were going out of the country and he forgot his passport.
Oh my God.
Because that's, you know, like sometimes you just don't need it or whatever when you're leaving the country. That's sarcasm.
Who needs a passport?
Said never.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
I was going to say, we felt that.
And so we were on tour and we got there and he was just like, crap, like, I forgot my passport. And so he got a hold of his wife and had her, like, scan it with an app and then email him the PDF. And then he printed it off.
Okay.
At, like, a printer he found there. And then
at the airport?
Yeah. And then got up to customs and gave it to them. And she looked at him and goes, what's this? And he said, they said that would be fine. And she looks at it and goes, okay.
All right.
And lets him in. She is they! She is they! They said that would be fine. She is the person who says this should be fine,
but
or
you know
not.
What? He went in confidence. That was confident.
He did. It was even
they're
like
not question him.
The way that he voiced it, because I was next to him, was like there was just a tinge of irritation.
Like you're asking me this?
They said this would be fine.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Okay, sure.
How do these terrorists and no-fly people get on the planes? How do they get in?
That's an option there.
I think we just covered it, guys. A slightly annoyed tone and a photocopy.
It'll work.
You're good to go.
Right, right.
Just come on in.
Now,
no big deal.
I think we need to preface this with saying if you find yourself in that same situation, we can't guarantee it, as in then we become the they. It's
right.
Like, well, David said this will work.
I did not say that was fine. I said that sweet lady was probably just starting that job and made a big mistake.
She didn't want
that helped us a lot.
Yeah.
But
it all worked out in the end.
It did.
All worked
out. I hope she's doing great and that did not happen again.
She might not be there anymore. Maybe that was just the tip of the iceberg of problems with her people through.
So, dude, you guys are getting ready to leave for tour, right?
We don't leave until September. I leave for tour today just to go kind of hang out on Warped Tour for a week.
Okay.
But we have, Ford Today has one show in Colorado on the 30th of this month, and that's it. And then the farewell tour starts September 14th.
Okay, so aside from hanging out on Warped Tour and sneaking through customs, what are you going to do in the meantime?
I own a business, so I'm very busy doing that. So
busy,
I've got six employees,
business.
And it's He's great. I love it.
Confident tone with that. He's got a business. He's
I have a business.
Yeah. So, and what can we talk about? What it is? What
I own a music education business that is solely focused on connecting aspiring musicians with professional musicians who care just as much about education and have been trained in pedagogy, like the psychology, neurology, and physiology of teaching. As opposed to the normal music instructor who's just like, well, I play guitar and I want money, so I'll teach guitar.
Okay.
And so you get lessons from like Terry, who's 53 and an electrician.
And she was just working at the airport. And
sure, she was working at the airport. She's not
there,
anymore.
And now she wants to teach you an instrument.
Exactly.
You know what? There's somebody right now named Terry
who's 53 and angry.
Just like, shut up. I am a good teacher.
Terry, I'm sure you're a great teacher.
Wonderful.
But
favorite part of today.
So yeah, we do that, and then we have a whole like webinar series. So Maddie Montgomery just finished his series last month, and it was a 4-part interactive series that was focused on like vocal technique and music industry education and all that. And we just announced one with Maddie Mullins from Memphis Mayfire like 3 days ago. So he's going to be doing a 3-part interactive webinar series on August 26th, 27th, and 28th.
Cool.
That's
going to
be fun. Yeah, we're excited about that.
All right. Well, when you said you had a business, I thought you were going to say like, well, I mean, coffee, but
right, no. Right.
It's a full one.
It's a thing. So that takes up a lot of my time. And then, I mean, Pokemon Go just came out, so that takes up a lot
busy.
Of my time too.
You are
yeah.
busy. There's a few around if you want to grab them while you're here.
Turning it on right now.
We had one in the corner of the studio. I'm surprised people weren't outside just trying to get. So
what was it?
I don't remember.
Oh man, I'll tell you. I'll tell you here in a minute. I was hanging out with friends last night, and it just so happens that their house has a Pokestop right in front of it, so you can just sit on the couch and just load up on Pokeballs or whatever every 5 minutes. But there's also just like, it's like their house is right next to a bunch of woods that have trails through them, which apparently is like a hot spot. And so I was just sitting on the couch, just catching everything.
It came through.
And it was the best. I didn't have to go walk around, which I know is the whole point of the game, but I found a loophole and a way to avoid it.
Well, people are going to be calling in soon to find out where that house is as well.
So. I know. I'll tell them. There's only a Pidgey here. There's a Pidgey. That's
aww.
It. I mean, I'm still going to catch it.
Sure,
but
you'll get it, but
I don't have any Pokeballs, so I'm not going to catch it.
Well, for today, fans, in September is when the farewell tour starts, and that'll be, like we said, North America, then you go to South America, and then some Europe, and then back to North America to finish up. And if you want details to find where that'll come near you, go to radiou.com, and you can grab them there.
Well, David, thanks for, I'd say taking time away from Pokemon to come here, but
you
are
just,
playing
you
now.
Combined
so.
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the best of both.
So you can thank me for playing Pokemon here.
Hey, David, thanks for coming in and playing Pokemon.
You're welcome. You're welcome.